is some destruction from security agencies trying to stop the protesters' peaceful protest. So there is some problem. I think they shot some old boy.
Do you think this is likely to deter the protesters?
It depends how the security agencies are going to handle the issues, honestly. If they will allow the peaceful demonstration to go on as people to express their dissatisfaction, then it will be all right.
The protests are obviously going to continue tomorrow. Do you think there will be a strong mobilization in Kano?
Honestly, you cannot say, because there is a lot of poverty here, so people live by the day. So honestly, you cannot say what is going to happen tomorrow.
How do everyday Nigerians feel in that area of the country? How do they feel about the president, Goodluck Jonathan, at the moment, following the removal of the fuel subsidy?
Well, generally, Jonathan is a good person per se, but some policies are really not good policies. Especially, it's not the subsidy that is a problem in Nigeria, honestly. It is the corruption. Because if you look at a lot of things that is going on in the government sector, so there is a lot of corruption, honestly. That's the only problem. It's not the subsidy. You can see a president is flying a lot, about 7 or 8 aircrafts, presidential aircrafts, and a lot of, governors are driving like 20 cars in a convoy, no security boats. So a lot of corruption going on, honestly. It's not the subsidy that is killing Nigeria, it is the corruption. If President Jonathan can just do something about corruption in Nigeria, Nigeria will be all right.
The trade unions that we've spoken to have said that they're not going to stop the strike for anything less than a restoration of the fuel subsidy. Do you think the government will capitulate?
I don't think government have option than to listen to the voice of the people, because this is democracy. At least people are voicing their voice that they are not happy with what is happening, that government should listen to the voice of the people. Then dialogue should continue. So let the people understand the importance of the subsidy or non-subsidy.
Some people have been commentating that the complete removal of the subsidy was a bad idea and instead they should have gradually removed the subsidy. Do you think that would have been a better approach?
Well, in the first place, subsidy is not the problem in Nigeria. It's because the president doesn't have power over the governors and the local government. So he only has more control in the federal sector. So, and the governors, because nobody has power over them, they do whatever they like. They spend anyhow they like. You can see a minister driving, we said we have done monetization. We sold all the government properties, all the official cars. But still, ministers undercover can buy like 3, 4, 10 cars or as official still. So it's not the fuel subsidy that is the problem. So if you don't live here, you will not understand what is the problem. Honestly, removing subsidy or not removing subsidy is not the issue. But if the government want to say they want to remove subsidy, they have to go on dialoguing with people, showing people the importance of it or disimportant of it.
Obviously, this strike will have a big impact on the economy in Nigeria. If it continues, the impact could be even bigger.
Yeah, the president should know that, at least. At least he's in a better position to know our economy, whether it can sustain this pressure or not. If he knows our economy cannot sustain this pressure, then he should back down. Because this is not military, this is the democracy, it's about dialogue. Then he can come back and now tell people, being honest with people, can people will understand it. But you cannot impose issues in a democratic dispensation like that.
Thank you very much to the former senator of Kano State, Aminu Sulli Garo. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you very much. My pleasure.